The Broward County School Board yesterday adopted a new policy for code red or active shooter situations. WLRN's Jessica Bakeman reports the next step is spreading the word.
More than a year after the Parkland school shooting, the Broward School Board officially has a formal policy for who calls a code red if there's an active shooter. In short, any staff member who, quote, sees, hears, or smells a potential safety threat. The school board urged Superintendent Robert Runcie to make that responsibility clear in communications on school websites and signs posted on campuses. And they don't want employees to just check a box acknowledging they read the policy. Board members asked for interactive trainings that require employees to answer questions about how they would react in certain scenarios. Board members also aired concerns that code red drills are happening too often, at this point monthly in Broward County schools. They said students might become desensitized and not take a code red seriously if there's an actual emergency. I'm Jessica Bakeman in Fort Lauderdale.
A group of student journalists tracked every fatal shooting of young people since the Parkland mass shooting, and they wrote obituaries for all of them. 1,149 teens, children, and toddlers. Michael Pinkus is one of the student journalists. He attends Alexander W. Dreyfus School of the Arts in West Palm Beach. Here's what he had to say about the whole experience.
They didn't have news coverage. The media didn't really deem a lot of these kids kind of worthy of being reported on.
The project is called Since Parkland, and it was organized by The Trace, a nonprofit news organization that focuses on gun violence.
They were, you know, situations that were isolated, situations in inner cities, and it was also just very sad to have to sit and write obituaries for people my age, people who were peers who were younger. We believe, you know, there's gun violence, it needs to be addressed in some form, and these kids deserve to have their stories told as more than statistics.
You can find a link to all of the stories from Since Parkland at WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.